In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we all know, the third Sunday of the Great Fast, the reading is about the prodigal son. And as we might have mentioned this before, the journey of the Great Fast is a journey for repentance, and the Church is giving us examples about people who repented either because they came back to themselves, as this young man, or because they were visited by the Lord, as we will see next week when we hear the gospel about the Samaritan woman. So this boy, in the beginning of the story, he thought in his mind that I will be better if I leave my house and live freely. It is this temptation of living free according to his mind or according to his understanding that made him to end up where he ended up to be. The son's desired freedom led him to firstly to abandon his family. And unfortunately, this example still happened over and over and over. We see nowadays that a lot of the kids, they think that my freedom is when I leave my family. I don't want to know them anymore. I do not belong to them. I do not want to be in any kind of relationship with them. This is very sad, because this is not freedom, that anyone would be unfaithful or he doesn't feel what his family did to him or her. So at the beginning, the start said that something is going to happen which is wrong. There is no freedom while I am destroying principles and I am abandoning my family, and I'm assuming that by living free by myself, doing whatever, then at that time I'll be happier. It never happened. It didn't happen with this guy. It will never happen with anyone else. And in his mind also, his understanding of what freedom is made him not only to abandon his family, but also to live ungodly. This is the freedom in the mind of the young people nowadays. I am free as much as I can break the rules and go against the commandment. Whatever I heard in my house, this is wrong, then when I am free, I will just go and do all of these things that my family told me or my church told me not to do it. This is not freedom. Freedom is not to be able to do what is wrong. Anyone can do this. Freedom, the true freedom, is to be free from inside, to be able to do what is right. So this young guy, he went out from his house to live a prodigal life. I want to be free, then all what is unlawful, I will do it. It still happened till now. You find people, especially in the first or second year in college, sometimes people think that because they are away from the church, away from their families, then they are away from God's eyes. They are away from the commandment. We can do whatever. We are not in the circle where I used to keep a certain kind of behavior because I don't want to be blamed or frowned at by Abuna or by my family. Misunderstanding of what is true freedom is, or what exactly might make a man happy. So how it ended up? This man ended up lonely and miserable. This is the usual consequence. It never happened before that anyone would choose to live such a life, thinking that being free, meaning to abandon my family and live ungodly, will make me happier. It is the same fate that happened to this man. This young man, it still happens to people like him today. When we start like this, we end up where he ended up, desiring to eat from what the swines were eating. Has nobody around him. He wasted everything. He found himself lonely and miserable. Let us compare this young man's understanding of freedom versus the father's understanding of what is true freedom. His father was a truly a free man. he could have fallen into certain kinds of sins, the father, as a reaction to what his son did, but this didn't happen. And to be honest with you, looking and meditating on what the father of this man did, it's really something that we look at it with him like something we learn from it. It's not easy that anyone would do it. His father was free, firstly, from injustice. We read that when this young man came to say to him, I want to be myself, give me my share of the inheritance. We read that, so he divided to them his livelihood. How he was able to do this? How he was able to give him half of what he has and being such a fair father? How he didn't deal with him as you are a prodigal boy, you don't listen to what I'm saying, you have no share in what I'm giving. And believe me, if he did it, we wouldn't blame him. But he didn't do this. From inside, he was free from injustice. Why you are saying this? Because how the father dealt with the son while his son was going astray is what helped it to gain this son back. When this boy came back to himself, it was all in his mind how my father is going to react to me. He didn't think of God about at that time, he thought of about his father. Yes, our attitude towards our children when they go astray, it's surely one of the factors that help either to gain them back or to make them to go away with no return. This man was free from injustice. He dealt with his both sons very fairly, even both of them did not appreciate him. The younger one left him alone, and the older one was living inside the house, holding in his heart some grudge against his father. My father is not fair, he's not giving me so on so. How often we hear this from the children? They come to their parents and say, you are not fair. You should not have done what you are doing with me. We have to examine ourselves truly and see if we are fair at all times, regardless of our children being obedient or not. This is something that we should not be reacting to them with what they do to us. We should always keep this fairness. He was also free from self-pity. The father didn't think of himself, why they are treating me this way. He didn't feel like I am a victim, and accordingly, I have the right in order to turn this back to them. We hear that, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. The father was always compassionate towards his son. He never thought of himself, why my son is doing this to me. Or sometimes we find this, the son is coming apologizing and the father or the mother turning the face away. Don't talk to me, I don't want to hear your apology. This didn't happen. Sometimes we as parents, and I'm telling you, we all share this. We feel like our children owe us something. They are indebted to us because we work and labor in order to make them happy. Then they have to. They owe us something. Actually, we gain our own comfort from seeing them happy. This is our reward. But meanwhile, to fall into this self-pity, and going around, and I feel like my children should always live to appreciate and worship their father, this is not fair to them. The man, his heart was, how I gain my son back, not how I gain my dignity, nor how I was treated unfairly, or I'm not going to accept whatever they are going to come, and they will never be able to gain my acceptance again. So this true, the son, the father was free from injustice and free from self-pity. He also was free from bitterness. The man did not feel like there is something I have to, in a way, to return it to this unobedient son. When he came back, we hear that the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him. He gave him back his original status. He gave him back his dignity as a son. He did not allow his son to say to him, I want only to be a servant. The father didn't think that there is here a time for revenge. He did not hold any bitterness towards his son because what he did to him. Unfortunately, we sometimes do this. We feel like because my son or my daughter are not doing what we expect them to do, then we have inside us a sense that they should be in a way always looked at as unfaithful. They should be punished always, and something should be done. I am not saying by this that we should not be disciplining our children. But a certain age, like this man, there is nothing could be done to this boy. The father here has no authority, truly, to discipline or chastise this boy. But he dealt with him as a grown-up. He dealt with him fairly. He didn't hold inside his heart any kind of bitterness towards his son. He was also free from anger. At no point in the story, we hear that the father exploded. And again, I am amazed at this father, how he didn't scream at his son. I would be thinking of myself, I wouldn't be able to do that. At least expressing in a way that I am not happy with what they are doing. But he didn't do this. He did not explode in anger and scare off his son. Not only so, he was able to be merry. He said to his servants, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Anger would make the father do what? Let me visualize if this man was enslaved with anger. When the son would come back, the father would look at him in his misery. And then he starts saying to him, look, because you didn't hear what I'm saying, how you ended up being miserable. You are coming to eat bare feet. You hear, you lost your money. Where did you spend it? I knew that this is going to happen. Because you are so and so and so and so, then this is how, this is the consequences. The father didn't do this. He capitalized on the opportunity. My son is coming back. It's time for me to be merry. I will forgive him. I will gain him back. I will accept him and return him to his place. Because of how the father was, then he was able to gain his son back. Yes, there is part related to the son. He came back, but also as parents, we want to think of ourselves. At a certain point, with our relationship with our children, they are older than the time where I can push them for something. We wish we can. Unfortunately, this is not the case. We have to deal with the situation when they are grown-ups that they have to make decisions. And they, unfortunately, will bear consequences. But we have always to be free from inside, from injustice, from anger, from bitterness, from self-pity. Unless we will be able to deal with open mind and heart with our children, when they go astray, we will never be able to gain them back. Glory be to God forever and ever.